Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sheila Shoiga, and this is Ready to Be Real Conversations, the podcast series where I chat to people of all walks of life. Some names you'll recognise, others you might not, but my hope is that these conversations will at times inspire, challenge, educate, comfort, or simply entertain you. This week, I speak to stylist Fiona Hayes.
How can I make you feel good? And it could be just a simple thing like a cashmere knit as opposed to the polyester and the polyamides and all the unnatural kind of fast fashion fabrics that we're buying and have absolutely no soul. And, you know, it could be instead of spending the 30, 40 euros, you know, say, right, I'm going to buy a nice colour. It's going to be a nice pop. And the other thing that we're missing is, can I wear it more than one way? So, yes, you love your tracksuit or your leggings. We all do. But could I take that jumper that I'm wearing? Could I wear it over a skirt? Could I wear it with jeans? Can I put a nice necklace on it? Could I wear a shirt underneath it? Could I do all these things? And these are the kind of questions we're not asking ourselves every day. You know, we're just like, we're throwing it on. We're throwing it on. We're going, doing this, that, the other. And the reality is we're fed up with it. You know, women are stuck in a rut. And action is the only thing that's going to take us out of that rut. So we have to do a full assessment of the wardrobe.
Fiona lives in Limerick with her husband, Trevor, their two boys, Matthew and Ross, along with her dad, Nick. She's been dressing people for over 15 years now, Manny, who happened to be well known, and she also runs her own bespoke retail events company and has appeared on TV from Channel 4's Queen of Frocks to TV3 shows and most recently RTE's Today Show. In this conversation, she shares style tips with us, along with the importance of doing a wardrobe detox, the benefit of upcycling and what to spend your money on when it comes to your clothes.
We met 2018. Yes. We clicked. I thought you were cool. And then I realized, obviously, you're not just a cool person, but you're really good at what you do. And I was doing a lot of different types of work.
A lot of events, yeah.
Yeah, and a bit time poor and a bit confused.
You let it up to the gods.
Yeah. You and let overwhelmed it out to me. And all the rest. Yeah. So we teamed up.
Yes.
And you very luckily for me, helped me out on a number of different events. Mm-hmm. I mean, loads of stuff, actually, from telework to events that I had on. And I suppose the night where it really came into play was in 2019, I went to the VIP Style Awards. I remember you turning up with the schooner and I said, give it a go, give it a go. I put it on. I instantly loved it. I thought it was
ethereal would be the word, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, it was so different for me. Mm. And at the time I had a big heavy fringe. So I put the hair up, something I never do, kind of went heavy on the makeup, wore the schooner.
And it was quite monotone, right? It was a black and white dress.
Yeah.
So you were able to play around with hair and you were able to play around with makeup. But you know what it was? It's the essence of, I felt it was the essence of who you were. And that's where the time is for a lot of stylists. It's getting to know that person you're dressing. And the more you give in any walk of life, you know, the more you get back. And you really, you went for it. Like, you had an open mind. And maybe it took us a bit of time to kind of get there because, as you said, you are time poor. Mm. So a lot of the times that we met, it was literally passing over bags and cars and car parks. Sexy stuff. It's like, okay, I have to go now, you know. And usually I try.
The Red Cow was a popular
spot. I'd say it was the lowest stop there in the Red Cow, But that's the reality of what I do. Side of the road stuff, you know. And that's why, like, you have to get to the nuts and bolts of who the person is, especially in your environment, because you're on the move, you're in different events. You don't have time for the palaver and the chats. So, but thank you, by the way, because I, you know, not only did we get to know each other, and I think, you know, we formed a solid friendship, you let me do my thing. And even, you know, we had a few conversations, a few kind of, oh, I don't know about that now, but you embraced it. And then it made my job easier, because then I knew the brands I needed to go out to. And it opened doors for me as well in terms of brands. You know, I always, and I do it in TV as well, I will always try and match the right brand to the right person. And it could be anything from high street to high end. So as I got to know you, then I was like, okay, I think I can try this, or, you know, and I can ring this. And, you know, it was fantastic for me. Yeah, it was over 2 years, really. We did it quite intensely.
Yeah.
But
that was a lovely night, because, you know, it was great fun. I had no expectation. I was just there to hang out and catch up with people.
Isn't
and the
it
next
gas?
Thing, yeah. And the next thing I was, you know, I saw my face flash up on the screen as one of the people who was chosen as the look of the night. And I didn't think anything of it. Next thing, my name was called out. I won the look of the night. I mean, I never win anything, ever.
Yeah, so, but it was the unexpected.
So it was the unexpected. And it was just a gorgeous moment. And I'm not saying this as ego-driven or whatever. I suppose the reason I'm talking about this at all is simply to say that wouldn't have happened if I was to go out and sort my own guna. It wouldn't happen. So it was down to you. That's just the fact of it, right? And it was a beautiful dress. It was a lovely boutique down in Clarny, McBee's.
Yeah, McBee's, fabulous bunch of girls.
Do you know what I mean? It was lovely. I was thrilled and chuffed that night.
I have to disagree with you, though. I do think you know what you like, and you've been quite vocal with me over, you know, what works and what doesn't work. But by the same token, you are time poor. And the misnomer along, you know, stylists and personal shoppers, when you get them, you know, on board, is that it's women who are absolutely God help us, you know. And it's an awful term or phrase, but like... it. No, I do get a lot of women that go, oh, I'm absolutely beyond help, you know. But the reality is, you are time poor. And a lot of women coming to me come because they have a 2-hour window, they have a budget, they have a specific number of things coming up. And that is the way to shop, by the way. We spend most of our time going in looking for the guna for the wedding or looking for the guna for an event, when really, when you think about where investment should go, it should be in our everyday capsule wardrobe. And I don't mean the tracksuits, and we all love them. You know, I'm sitting here with a black kind of a hoodie, but it's a nice one. For me, it's about elevating the everyday, and that's where your time and your investment needs to go into. Mm. It's not about making someone into a Prada runway model, you know. It's about, what do you like wearing, and how can I just tweak that a little bit and make you feel, you wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to wear that nice jumper now today, or I'm going to wear that nice pair of jeans. Just the little simple things.
Well, the timing of this is kind of perfect, because here we are, we're recording on the cusp of February, right? So February is tomorrow.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
Lola Brida.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're embodying Bridget, all of what she stands for, powerful goddess energy, the goddess and the saint, and getting it all in there.
Like all the Irish women, saints, for sure. Oh, that's a whole other podcast. Come on.
And of course, this is the beginning of spring of the old Celtic calendar, Imbolc. So it's a time of year. Now, not necessarily reflected in the weather, necessarily.
To be fair, I was in Dunn's last night and people are still buying thermals. So I would be careful how this conversation goes.
But brighter days are on the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is getting slightly brighter in the evenings now. I am noticing that, right? So I'm going to hang on to that, because I'm an optimist.
Yep.
But, you know, temperatures will start to rise a little.
Also it's time to shed the tights and the big woolly jumpers, and just even for ourselves, it's like, okay, I want to get ready for the spring. I want to feel...
Psychologically, it's good for us, is it?
Psychologically, it's good. And you can still layer. And I know this, it's not as complicated as women kind of imagine it to be. When I say layer, instead of the big chunky knit, go for a finer knit. Instead of, you know, the heavy black denims, you know, change the colour, you know, lighten up a little bit. Instead of, you know, the big boots, let's go for, you know, I'm a fan of a funky trainer. Just little things that move us into the new season. But we can't do that, Sheila, unless we start shedding all the pieces that are in the wardrobe from winter.
Okay.
So the first step, without a shadow of a doubt, is the wardrobe. Like, I will harp on about it until I'm 90, please God, if I'm still around. The reality is, right, if I said to you, okay, you're going to buy a house now, And that house is going to cost you, let's say if you're very fortunate, you can get in under the €250,000, right? But I'd say to you, right, that might have three bedrooms, kitchen, whatever. It might have seven or eight rooms, but you're only going to live in two.
Where's that house?
Where's that house? That's the first question.
I want to know.
So I am being, because we don't spend a mortgage, but women actually spend nearly a mortgage on their wardrobe in their entire lives. And if I said to you, you're only going to live in two rooms in those houses, it's the same thing in a wardrobe. You're only going to wear about 15-20%.
Like that.
It is frightening and mind-blowing, isn't it?
Spend, yeah. Wow.
How much money we spend, you know, and Europe actually is higher in terms of its spend in retail than America, than North America. We spend a lot of money on clothes and beauty products, especially more on beauty. But in terms of fashion, we are utilising 20% of our wardrobe. Like, right. There's nothing like waking up in the morning and going, geez, there's those lovely pair of jeans I had when I was 20. I'm going to leave them there and I'm going to let it be a reminder of, you know, and I hate having conversations around weight with clothing. But the reality is a lot of Irish women are absolutely allergic to the tag number. They don't want to buy a size that's above what they feel they should be wearing. So we're going to torment ourselves and leave all those sizes sitting in the wardrobe, which, by the way, is on average about a 3-size variant.
Yeah.
In the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And we're going to let that sit in there because we might fit back into it one day.
It's like, it's torture. It? Yeah.
And even instead, like, a lot of women say, okay, so you're telling me to pull everything out. Start with pulling the things out that you are actually wearing. Pull them out first and you'll find it's about 12 pieces.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then look at those 12 pieces and say, do they give me any amount of joy at all? You know, not to go Marie Kondo on everyone, but you'll realise that, no, they fit. So that's the first reason when wearing them. They might be comfortable, which is always a good thing, by the way. And then the other thing is because we just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
So there they are, just hanging out. So take those pieces out and say to yourself, right, this is what I'm wearing every day. Is this, am I giving any bit of my personality away in these pieces? Mm. Am I showing any bit of who I am? 9 times out of 10, you're not. You're just doing it for comfort. And I understand, like, my client is you and me. Okay, it's yeah, the busy mom.
And to be honest,
yeah,
like most of the time I'm in leggings, runners and a gownsie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. But do you feel any bit of joy putting them on? No, it's grand attitude. And we don't adopt that in any other aspect of our life, right? Mm. We don't go into work going, sure, well, look, and I know a lot of people are, you know, we've seen a lot of change in how people are becoming the entrepreneurs now and we're going after the things that we want. But we don't approach any other aspect in our life with this half-arsed approach. So
I do get very comfy with the comfy though.
Yes.
Do you know, I get very much reliant on that feeling of comfortable on my physical body like yeah. that.
So how can we elevate it? I'm not here, as I said, to put you into like the Pradas of the world, which is nice if we can all afford it. But how can I make you feel good? And it could be just a simple thing like a cashmere knit as opposed to the polyester and the polyamides and all the unnatural kind of fast fashion fabrics that we're buying and have absolutely no soul. And, you know, it could be instead of spending the 30, 40 euros, you know, say, right, I'm going to buy a nice colour. It's going to be a nice pop. And the other thing that we're missing is, can I wear it more than one way? So yes, you love your tracksuit or your leggings. We all do. But could I take that jumper that I'm wearing? Could I wear it over a skirt? Could I wear it with jeans? Can I put a nice necklace on it? Could I wear a shirt underneath it? Could I do all these things? And these are the kind of questions we're not asking ourselves every day. You know, we're just like, we're throwing it on. We're throwing it on, we're going doing this, that, the other. And the reality is we're fed up with it. You know, women are stuck in a rut. And action is the only thing that's going to take us out of that rut. So we have to do a full assessment of the wardrobe.
And that can be scary to do. I mean, I'm really reminded, I'm right back to where we were when
yes.
you did that for me and you helped me with my own wardrobe. And I mean,
such an emotional thing, right?
Such an emotional thing. And so many items removed. Afterwards, I felt lighter. I felt like I could finally see my clothes in the wardrobe rather than them being wedged in
yeah.
like sardines where I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I, as you know, because we've spoken about this, I've reflected in previous conversations I've had in the podcast as well. You know, I have to be mindful that I have hoarding tendencies. So I do tend to hold on to things and create this emotional connection with an item. I'd be that classic person going, I remember the time I wore that. God, it was beautiful. Now I only wore it maybe twice, but it reminds me of a certain time of where I was at in my life.
And you might have been happier or thinner or going through different sets of changes, but actually we hoard for many reasons, not only emotionally, but we hoard because of guilt,
right?
So we've gone in, we've bought this outrageous top that we just like, you know, we're magpies, it's a lovely colour, absolutely nothing to wear it with or no occasion to go to, but I like it so I'll buy it. So there's got this expensive price tag on it and it's wedged into the wardrobe, and we 9 times out of 10 it could sit there for 10 years on average.
Okay.
We may have taken it out at one stage to try and do something with it, but we haven't bothered. And because there's this overwhelming amount of stuff in the wardrobe, we can't see it. So then we might do something similar another 6 months later. And then what we have is a load of items either with tags on it or a load of items that we've nothing to go with.
Yeah.
And they're the things that I don't see unless I get lucky enough to be invited into the home, you know. And it's those habits. And, it, you know, I said about the 3 A's, like, you have to be accountable. So until you start looking in the wardrobe, that's the only time that you can start to approach, you know, how you might change your shopping habits. Like, sometimes I go in and I would start a wardrobe by, I normally do it from like occasion wear to everyday, right? Left to right. No, most people don't have a huge amount of space. But for some people, their habits are so incessant, like they might buy the same pink top, same colour.
Yeah.
So unless I do it by colour, they can't see that they have 25 pink tops inside in the wardrobe. Mm. The same style, the same shape. It's mind blowing, really. And it's, and then they start to go, oh my God, I never realised. So it's only when you make that step, and it doesn't have to be by me, be yourself, just say. And Marie O'Connor, actually, fellow stylist, had a great tip about wardrobe. She said, when you wear something and you hang it back up, change the hanger the other way around. So after a week or two, you can see the items that you've actually worn. So oh, even yeah. if you just get time to just put the hanger's uniform in into the wardrobe and twist them after you wear them, then after a week or two, you'd say, I haven't worn that top in a week, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks. And the thing about size is I fluctuate, right? I've been everything from a size 12 to a size 20. Like I'm sitting around 14, 16 now. And I have those size 10 pieces in the wardrobe, but I have to take them out. I have to put them into a clear box. I have to label them. If I haven't touched them in 6 to 12 months, they're gone.
Yeah.
And there's a guilt associated with that. But the reality is you'll only do that once. You're not going to keep making those mistakes if you're faced with it. So you have to face it.
Okay. So once you break through that, you're breaking a cycle and an unhealthy pattern.
And you can see you're hoarding. And like the reality is as well, like I had, you know, I'll never put names on it, but like I had a woman in Dublin. I remember I spent the full day with her, right? And we went through the wardrobe. She came from a big family, wasn't a lot of money there, you know, and then she had done very well for herself, you know, and invested in her wardrobe, but then kept buying things, never swapped one in, one out is always a good rule as well, right? So she never did that. As a result, we'd bought 8 black bags of clothes. Now that's pretty big, right? For a half day's work. And even still, I could sense the hesitant tone to her, you know. She kind of said, I don't know about, I said, look, you need to give it a new home. You need to let it go. And then the story came out about how they didn't have much growing up and such a huge element of guilt. A, she never felt she was entitled to it. And B, because she bought it, she felt she couldn't let it go. Yeah. So it's such a big, it's
deep work. And I mean, it really goes back to, you know, we hear about it all the time, but it is that famine consciousness. It is that ancestral stuff that we, whether we
generations,
like,
we're carrying it for generations.
Yeah,
right?
Whether we realize it or not, it's in our blood, it's in our bones.
Yeah.
And that feeling of, I suppose, ownership. No, I have it now, so I'm going to hold on to it. But actually, does it serve you? Is it helping you in your life? And, you know, while we're talking there, while I'm listening to you, I've realized that since you did the clear out with me, I haven't gone back to the way I was.
Changes your habits, right?
It has. And part of it is probably where I'm currently living. I have about 2 inches of space in a teeny tiny wardrobe. Yeah. So I don't have room anyway to do it. Now, when I move into our forever home, it'll be interesting to see whether I go back. I hope I won't, and I don't think I will. Mm. I think I am far more conscious of when I buy. I try and ask myself the questions of, how am I going to wear this? You know, is this something that is worth the investment? And if I am going in to do the likes of a Penny's haul or somewhere equivalent like that, you know, realizing, okay, well, this may not be something that is going to be in the wardrobe for 50 years, but am I
well,
okay,
it'll probably be there for about 2000 in a landfill. But
well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, you know, while there is an aspirational kind of, you know, approach to shopping, we have to be real. And when you do shop, it is budget conscious. And it's all those things. It's, will I get wear out of it? Can I wear it more than one way? Does it reflect who I am? Is it going to tell a story? Like I get, you know, in the age we're in now of social media and influencers and TikTok, there's this, you know, pressure to kind of change your outfits all the time. But just take a breath.
No, exactly. In terms of the fast fashion. industry, and the fact that there are so many clothes in circulation, some will be worn, some won't, and often they will just end up being dumped.
Well, we need to do our research as well. There's so many good apps out there now, right? And I know there's a little bit of work, but I think it's like the work that we had to put into online shopping. We now need to put that into apps that we can, you can buy like a 1 kg set of swap clothes. There's loads of different apps. I might give it to you after and you can put it up in the notes, but you know, do your little bit of research. Like Debop was great for doing kind of designer Vezetaire. Is it Vezetaire? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's a French site that do designer finds at discounted prices, but they're stuff that have been worn and they're getting a new home, and they're obviously checked and quality checked as well. So it's not like you're getting something that has been worn to death, because I very much, and this is, comes back to my Mary Portis days, you know, when you're doing charity stuff, it's donate, don't dump, right? It's not like, it's not good enough for you, I'll just throw it into a charity shop. You know, is it in reasonable condition? Can I see someone else wearing it? And they're the kind of things you put into charity. Otherwise, you're putting them into the bins for weight, you know, that gets sent abroad and et cetera. So you need to be mindful of where you can do your swaps. And if you are conscious and you want to do secondhand, Ireland is an absolute mecca. You know, and Irene O'Brien, another fellow stylist, she's, you know, the mecca of vintage finds. There's loads in Ireland. So there are ways of doing our shop without costing a huge amount of money, you know, giving something back to the environment. And we can thank the Gen Zers, you know, they really are adopting a more mindful approach.
Yeah, which is great.
You know, and there's so much greenwashing out there. People don't know about it. You go into your high street and you think you're putting in your clothes, they're going to landfills. Like, that's the reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there's lots of ways of doing it. And I think I just want to help people find that little bit of joy back in what they wear every day, even if it's the nice leggings and the nice jumpers. It's just that little bit extra, you know.
So we're back in the room now, and on the bed, say, I'm visualising the items that the person is wearing on a regular basis.
Yep.
And now we've looked back into the wardrobe and we see a sea of clothes, some who have been worn a handful of times, some who may not have ever been put on the
body. Ever seen the light of day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also our situation, our circumstances change. So like I would have a lot of women maybe between the 55 to kind of 65, they may have moved back into a 2 or 3 day week and their wardrobe is all workwear and they won't get let go of it. And they're like, oh, I have meetings. I'm like, yeah, but you work 2 days a week now, you don't work five.
Sure.
So your wardrobe needs to represent where your lifestyle is. Am I full time?
And also, I suppose, I also would imagine that for a lot of people as well, it's our sense of style changes over the years.
Well, we go through massive change, women especially. Yeah, I think I've gone through about five or different kind of changes, but especially, you know, and I had a lovely, I meet so many fabulous women and guys, but women especially coming to me, like I had everything from the age of about 27 to 80 last week, right?
Okay.
And what I love is each time I do it, there's a bit of an education there. So I'm like, okay, I'm 45, nearly 46. And the woman I had last week was 27. So she's not 40, but she's not 18. So she's in a completely different kind of era to I am in, as well as being exposed to complete social media influencing TikTok, and body shapes have changed. So it's a whole new world out there. So how can I help her piece together the wardrobe? There's as much of an education being given to me as I'm giving back to people. And, you know, I find the conversations around body and the negative talk we give ourselves is such an influencer in how we shop.
Yeah.
So acceptance, and I keep saying it, acceptance, acceptance. Just where are we now? And what money do we have to spend? And what do we need to tick? Is it work? And if I may just focus on the work piece for a little bit, I find this absolutely fascinating. I've had so many conversations with women. I do a lot of corporate talks, etc. So what I find is we go in and we buy a lovely dress, and it's a simple dress who kind of represents who we are, whatever, and we wear it a night out and we absolutely love it. And then we might wear it another night, and then we go, no, I won't wear that out, I'll wear it to work. I find this fascinating, right? So I do see the point in you buy a dress, you've worn it out, you mightn't feel good enough in it going out, but you wear it to work. What, it's the messaging we're giving ourselves, right? I don't really, it doesn't really, you know, float my boat now, so I'll just wear it to work. The amount of workwear I see in women's wardrobes that honestly is not anywhere near where it should be in terms of quality. It's like we go into a certain shop, I don't like naming shops, but there are certain shops out there, we go for a suit for work. We wouldn't shop there any other time of the year for any other occasion, but it'll do for work. We have an it'll do mentality to our workwear. And I feel we are devoid, and I am generalising because I'm generalising in a 9-to-5 environment is where I'm focusing on now. We just go, that'll do. And it blows my mind. I go, well, why do you feel like you have to be a certain way? Now, I understand for, you know, there might be professional jobs or financial jobs that you have to wear a suit, etc. But why can't it be a nice suit? Or why can't you wear a nice top underneath it instead of this, you know, devoid of personality? I feel like I need to be this way in order to be taken serious, or in order for my peers to appreciate what I'm doing. I see the, you know, on average, if I go to a female's wardrobe, right, and she's working 9-to-5 Monday to Friday, she'll have 12 black pants.
Right.
Why can't it be purple or green? Or, and why is the suit kind of just a bog standard suit? Why can't we look for a little bit more tailoring? And by tailoring, I don't mean spending thousands of euros. I mean a jacket that suits our body. You know, we feel like we have to buy this suit kind of, and it doesn't fit us properly. You know, I have a rule of thumb, well, a rule now, right? And again, I say to you, I hate putting people into boxes. But above or below, you want to kind of create proportions in any body shape, any size. So above or below kind of your hip line is a really good indicator for where a jacket should sit. If you're really tall, you can kind of play around with a much longer length. But in general, for our average size, you know, height woman, who's about 5'4" in Ireland, above or below the widest part of your hip is where a jacket go. And yet I see the most ill-fitting suits. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So they're the kind of things I kind of pull the mirror up and I say, you know, when you're shopping now, why do you feel you have to shop in this place? And I see all the other nice tops and I'm like, so you wear something completely different going out. Why can't we find a version of that for every day? It's like, as you said to me as well, there's no middle ground for women, right? We can do casual.
Yeah.
We can do really dressy.
That's me.
Yeah. It's a lot of women.
I'm pants at the middle ground. Excuse the pun, but like I am, as in, you know, okay, I do jeans, a boots and a top, or I do leggings and an old Gensy.
Yeah.
Or then I do like uber glam for work stuff.
Yeah.
But anything.
It's that middle ground that's where the beauty is.
Yeah.
It's those little investment pieces. Don't need many, 10 to 12. A good style jacket that tells me who Sheila Shoig is.
Right.
It doesn't have to be black. It can be black. I love, you know, I love neutral colour palettes. I'm really minimalist in my own style. And then I'll do something really fanciful, like, you know, something quirky, like a pink Rara skirt. Just, you know, a bit extra.
But you know, let's talk about upcycling as well, because I know it's something that
we've worked on as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, wrote off my car the last time we went to upcycle one of your suits. I couldn't. We spoke about this in the background, but it's obviously hang Sheila out to dry day. Yeah.
You're never going to let me live this one down, are you?
No, I will not. 18 months ago, running like a lunatic. I went to about 8 different stores, all for the love. No, but you know what? I love those kind of, that's an education piece for me, is understanding in Ireland, where can I get the little extra bits? Who's the best tailor? You know, we've done a lot of work with the zipper yard over the years. And like, where can I go to get these embellishments? Oh, we'd awful crack. But yeah, that morning I wrote off my car. But yes, I won't let you forget it. Upcycling. Hallelujah. It's, you know, a revolution that's happening right before our eyes, and it's about time. How can we tweak the suit? How can we edit it? Can we dye it? Can we add a little ornate? Can we do feathers? Can we do bows? Why not?
Yeah, like, why not?
And I know you've done it, right? And you've gotten that extra kind of few wears out of it.
Well, that's the great thing about it, because sometimes you feel like if you've worn, now it's great to wear your clothes, and I'm a big believer in wearing clothes, that this wear it once lark is nonsense.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I do welcome this whole upcycling. It's made me look at my wardrobe in a completely different light. And if I can use examples, I was cleaning out a fabulous ladies' wardrobe last week and we had awful fun. And she was actually, when I said it to her, I said, you've been a really good shopper actually all your life. I can see the only reason I'm here really is for the second pair of eyes and you need a refresh. The reality is the stuff, she minded it so well that okay. It sat in the wardrobe for 20 years, which is fine if you invest in there the right kind of pieces that'll kind of date well. But there were some pieces that didn't date well. And by that, I mean, you could, you know, the fabric was a little bit tired. It was this really, really busy print, which is lovely if you love making a statement all the time. But if you want to get longevity out of it, you know, that's why I suppose the monotone or the neutral kind of colours work best. But we had great fun. And there was a couple of jackets and a couple of dresses. And we thought, right, you know what? We're going to make that into a skirt. Mm. We're going to take the sleeves off that jacket and make it a gilet. Yeah. And, you know, just little edits. And just it puts fun back in. It's fallen back in love with the wardrobe that you did love 20 years ago for a reason. And it's, you know, giving it that extra lease of life.
That's really clever. I love that. Hearing that. And I love hearing that somebody just went and did it and then got to wear clothes again in a totally different way. Because that's the thing, like I, you know, big believer in wearing clothes, but sometimes if you have got plenty of wear out of a certain look or an item, there's a worry that, oh God, somebody will say, God, she's living in that.
And she is, as if she's on again in the upcycle suit. Yeah. You know.
But it's great to give it a refresh because, 100%. You know, those different embellishments that one can put onto an outfit can completely change it, change the vibe of it.
They can, and it's also a way, I think, of bringing in your personality into an outfit.
Yeah.
So what was a plain suit, or even if it was in a bold colour, now has all these embellishments on. It's like, oh, now I'm seeing a flash of something in this, you know, bit of a style kind of refresh, you know?
Well, just on the suit thing.
Mm-hmm. You're a big fan.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Were you not?
No, I don't think I ever even owned a suit.
Are you
until
serious?
I met you.
And they're absolutely gorgeous.
Until I met you, yeah.
All right.
I don't think I ever had one in my wardrobe.
Now, we did go for the absolute, we've done a Escada.
Yeah.
And we've done fabulous, like Maeve's label, Love Church. We've done high street to high end.
And I love my O'Malley's. I love, you know.
Fantastic. But you know what it is? What does it come down to? Finding the right brand for you.
Yeah, that's it.
It could be any item of clothing once it's the right fit.
Yeah. You know? And I've learned a lot about the length of the jacket. It's a big one because I do like a long line jacket.
Yes.
You know, I like it to come over my hips rather than the boxy ones. They don't really suit me.
Yeah.
And each their own. And like, I know there's plenty of rules, as you said, but sometimes it's nice.
Well, I hate saying rules because I don't like putting people in boxes, and the narrative around
fashion has changed, though, hasn't it?
So much. And it never became more evident to me when I was lecturing there in Limerick a number of years ago, and I had a bunch of avid kind of everywhere from the age of about 25 up to 65 taking the course. It was a fashion styling course and they wanted to get into personal shopping. And I remember, you know, referring to my notes that I had probably 20 years ago, and it was like pear shape and apple shape, which are true and relevant. And then I made them go in and do like a little project or whatever, and this girl stood up and she blew my mind, and she said, Fiona, I know you've taught me about shape, and I know, and then she showed me pictures of herself in outfits that in essence wouldn't really work if you were to take the true, you know, rules of size and whatever. But she said, this is who I am. This is my personality, and might be the best fitting jacket for my shape. But she said, I love an oversized jacket. I love how this makes me feel. And she said, I play around with different things and to create the kind of, you know, slimmer silhouette, if you like. But I loved it because she held up a mirror to me that day. And I mean, do you know what? You're right, because look, we can thank the Kardashians for this. Body shapes have changed incredibly, like the amount of girls in their 20s with these tiny waists, great curves. It really, like a lot of women coming to me 20 years ago, the rule of thumb would normally have been apple shape would have been one of the most regular kind of, you know, top heavy, carrying a bit of weight around the middle. And then next to that was pear shape. And then 15 to 20% hourglass. I see way more hourglass women now. Isn't it phenomenal? Mm. So it has changed. Our height has slightly changed as well. And it's what we see and what we're exposed to. Like, these girls are educating me in their late 20s now and kind of what they're wearing. And we're a little bit freer. We're less constrained by other people's perceptions. And I see it a lot. You know, I had a woman coming to me, and I know I'm probably going off topic a bit, but I had a woman coming to me person shopping, and she said, "No, Fiona, I'm just telling you now. Like, I did this now in a very well-known department store and it was all fabulous and I got lovely clothes," but she said, "I couldn't go to Mass in Kildare last Sunday. Because," she said, "I was afraid of what the Manaws and all my fellow females would think of me walking into Mass." And I said, "Oh, so now we shop with this kind of, what will other people think of me?" I think that those lovely Gen Zers, as I refer to, are caring less about that now and they're dressing for themselves. And I'm like, I'm in that hallelujah. We're so afraid of what other people and other women especially will think. And if you think of the last night you went out with a night with the girls, how much planning and stressing, maybe you didn't have time, but in general, it's like, that's the thing we stress over. It's the, geez, I'm going out with the girls now and I have nothing to wear. Instead of the 90% what we need every day. They're the bits that we need to be investing the time in. Yeah. So women are fascinating. I've great crack at them. I've learned so much and I will continue to learn. And especially, as I said, in the era of social media and the role it has played in how women dress, how items sell out. You know, we're shopping in a completely different way. We're not touching and feeling as much, you know, the product and the fabrics. For me, I still like that, you know, joyous occasion of going into a boutique and being looked after. And, you know, you spoke about McBee's down and there's so many lovely boutiques around Ireland, independent Irish brands, and they know how to treat us. And we need to kind of embrace those and support them as much as we can.
So let's talk about the staples. So what do we all need in the wardrobe? So we've looked at what we have. We've loads of stuff that we don't have. Mm-hmm. Whether you come in and you rejuvenate and put a load of stuff in bags or whatever we're doing, or packing stuff away, particularly because a lot of us...
What do we need?
Seasonal as well. I'm not great, I'll be honest, at... You know, in summer,
putting
the winter stuff away, because often it can be
space constraints, I suppose.
Well, space, and also, you know, you could find yourself on a day in July where it's proper cold and you're putting on a jumper because it's not exactly tropical. So there is a bit of that. But,
so what do we need to buy?
We keep hearing about the staples, and I don't know if I have enough staples in the wardrobe.
Yeah, you have to look at your lifestyle. What am I spending 80% of my time doing? And that's what my wardrobe needs to do for me. Am I a busy mom? Am I full time at home? I don't necessarily need the high heel, you know, Louis Louboutins. I need a good, really nice shoe, something that reflects our personality. We all need a good jacket, the good raincoat that you spoke about. How does it make me feel? Can I layer it up? Can I wear the jumpers underneath in the winter? Can I wear it with a nice shirt coming into spring, summer? Longevity, versatility, and more than one wear. These are all the questions we should be asking ourselves. I think everyone needs a nice bag. You know, we go through different phases as women, especially if we're moms. We have the big tote with the nappies and the wipes. And then I find myself now absolutely allergic to big bags because it reminds me so much of a time where I was just, and I'm still busy, you know, I have two boys, they're 9 and 6, but I don't have the same need, or, you know, my bag doesn't have to do a certain thing for me now. So now I shop for a bag. And funny enough, actually, when I had Matthew, he's 9 now, I said to my husband, "Don't mind that eternity ring, no, I don't want any of that." I said, "I want a handbag." And it was my first time getting a really nice handbag. I still have the handbag to this day. And I don't buy used to sell bits of handbags anymore. I just don't. I buy every maybe couple of years if I'm lucky enough. And I realise how privileged this sounds, but like, that's where I spend my money now, in that bag that I couldn't have really, you know, when I had kids, because it was just impractical. But it still serves a purpose. I can fit my phone and my wallet and a bit of lipstick. That's all you need. You don't need 40 items in the handbag. So a good bag, good jacket. For me, premium denim. I've touched on that. And this comes down to body shape. Like, if you find trousers hard, that's where you need to spend the money. If you find tops hard, that's where the quality or investment pieces work. So wherever your body kind of challenges are, that's what I say to invest in. For women, tops, you know, are a big issue. But like, if you're big busted, try and open your neckline. If you're smaller, you know, busted, you can play around with necklines. Also, for women who struggle with accessorizing, bring a little bit more print into your wardrobe, and that removes the kind of need for accessorizing, which a lot of women come to me and they're like, "I don't know how to put things together. Just keep it simple, you know." The good coat. What else? Footwear is a joy for me. So I love picking up pieces. And people ask me all the time, "Jess, you must have a lovely wardrobe." My wardrobe can be a nightmare, you know, because I flit from so many different jobs between TV, personal shopping, and I'm, you know, music, taekwondo, all the kids' activities. So I empathize and I understand where women are, you know, with their wardrobes. The other things I would say women don't probably invest enough in, I touched on it briefly, are tops. Tops can transform the suit. They can be worn under the jumper for the layers and still be worn with a leather jacket in the summer. You only need about 12 key pieces. That's it.
Yeah.
And they're pieces that flatter your shape. If you love an oversized jacket, wear an oversized jacket. But what I find is creating balance when you're wearing oversized can be more difficult. So you have to balance it out some way. So if you wear the oversized jacket, maybe a slimmer line in your leg, you know, I wouldn't go big voluminous jacket, big voluminous dress, but some people do, and that's fine. It's up to anyone coming to me or any other stylist to say, look, this is a bit of who I am. I want a little bit of that. And I'll go, well, that's absolutely fabulous. And what if we just tweak it this way? It's all about little tweaks.
So if you have a fully functioning wardrobe,
yep,
it's actually sparse. As in, if it's really just what you wear,
yep,
it's not going to be rammed full of clothes.
No, and imagine waking up every single day and going, yeah, I know what I'm going to wear today. And, you know, if you want to be uber organized. And there was a time, you know, when I was going to work and I was working Monday to Friday in a very, you know, same job, if you like. I kind of knew on Sunday, and I'm one of those people, I did kind of lay out the clothes. My socks might have been odd, by the way. I can't sort socks in my house. It's like, where do they go, Sheila? Oh, will someone tell it. Me?
I know.
But
one of life's mysteries.
But imagine if you could remove the planning out of, and you just woke up and you knew you could see those 12 or 14 items. Don't get me wrong. I think probably 30 is the magic number, by the way. 30 okay. pieces. You know, your winter and your summer kind of coat, your jacket, whether that's a leather jacket or a suit jacket or whatever. And then your few tops, nice bit of knitwear, couple of pairs of denim. The premium denim has been, I got off point when I started this conversation. I had a woman every single woman that came to me last week invested in premium denim. They didn't necessarily need the investment. You know, some of them had really slim legs and that's what they, you know, they didn't need denim to do a huge amount of work, but it does. And this particular denim I put on, I should probably say it, right? I think people should try. There's a couple of new brands in town. You'll get them in Brown Thomas as well. Page have a new denim out and they're a cropped flare. And I know when I say flare, people kind of, you know, you and I were in the era maybe of flares in the 90s, stuck to the leg, and then a big
really
wide.
Really long. They used to get drenched and they'd be lovely. And
wear and tear and lovely little, dragged around.
And then if we were walking in the rain, the water would just ride up.
Yeah, back
the
of the knees.
Yeah.
Sexy stuff. Yeah. So now we've got cropped flares, which is a joy for a lot of Irish women. Now you're, what are you, Sheila? You're about 5'6".
Yeah, 5'6".
Five, 5'6". Oh yeah, I thought you were 5'7". But
I don't know. I'm in between. I'm one or the other.
We're only talking inches here. The joy of cropped is it fits most women's leg length. Like the average Irish woman, I think her leg length is about 29, 30 inches. It's not very, very long. And all these cropped denims are really functional and fun. And they're like Kate Moss kind of, you know, when she came out with the skinny jeans, I had to convince Irish women to wear skinny jeans for 10 years. And then when they went into them, they wouldn't come out of them.
Yeah, and I'm still in them.
Still in them is right. But you know what? Like, well, I don't personally like them on me. As my neighbour once affectionately said to me, you have a camogie pair of legs and if you want to, I never forgot a verse. Wow. But no.
Camogie legs are damn fine legs.
Yeah, take them. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
For me, I like my denim to have a little flair in them. I love them not skinny. I love them straight. I like if I can wear a boot and a heel with them. So the premium denim anyway, Paige, go in and try them on. They're a new cropped flair. Honestly, the minute I could see this woman's face and she put them on, she's like, oh my God, I can't get over how I look in them. I said, that's what I'm going for when you come for a new wardrobe. They're the kind of pieces. You know, that was a spend, but there are certain items you don't have to spend a huge amount on. But if you wear denim every day, invest in the denim, because I'll tell you two things will happen. One, it will change your perception of how you feel about yourself in them because you look so bloody amazing. And two, you'll stop buying the 50 euros and the 60 euro ones.
Yeah.
Because you'll have just spent 250 quid.
You probably don't remember because you do this all the time, but I do remember laying out all of my pairs of jeans.
How many did you have?
Oh, outrageous amounts.
Yeah.
I remember going, oh no. Yeah. I can't.
About 14 pairs I've
outrageous.
Seen. Yeah, ridiculous.
Of every colour, like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
But I still only wear the odd few.
Yeah, and they're the ones that when you were, I actually remember saying this one time, I remember buying a 25 inch waist high rise and I remember saying, I'm only going to fit into these for the weekend because I had worked so hard to get into them. And then the minute I got there, it was like, just went bananas on, different things. So what I would say is, you know, but this is the thing, we buy sizes that are not right. Denim should be slightly uncomfortable as you get into it. It should require a bit of work. I don't mean diving off the wardrobe now into them, but it should require a bit of work. And if you're spending 250, 300 euros a pair of denims, if you're able to, you know, you need to sit down, stand up, you know. And while I don't necessarily agree, I think when you buy them, you should sit in them at home for an hour or two and you'll find they're probably an inch too big. And that's the joy also of premium and luxury denim. They'll go up in inches rather than 2 inches because no one is a size 10 or a size 12. Yes. They might be size 13 in the hip, size 11 on the waist or size 18 or whatever it is. So go for that inch and go down one rather than up. That's what I always say.
So to somebody listening who feels like they don't have a notion what their sense of style is, yeah, would you have guidelines or questions to ask, yes, yourself that helps you, yes, kind of zone in on who am I?
Yeah.
Because I know friends of mine, like one of my closest pals, she has such a distinctive sense of style, mm, and it's gorgeous to see her, mm-hmm, in her style. It's kind of, it's cool, it's a bit edgy,
yep,
but it's still very wearable. Mm-hmm. But she invests in key pieces, yep, that keep her vibe going. And you
and
know,
for the outside looking in, you probably look at her and go, oh my God, she finds it so easy. And some people do have a natural eye, you know. What I'd say is, and when people do come and they enlist the services of a person's stylist, I always say to them, so today's the day. Today's the day that you're going to pick up that top that you wouldn't pick up in a million years because you like the look of it. And if you like the look of something, you put it on your body, and then we talk about how it works and how it doesn't work. And again, print and colour is, it's a whole other topic. But how does it make you feel when you put it on, and is it doing the right things? You know, is it highlighting certain areas of your body that you don't love, or is it kind of camouflaging areas that you don't love? These are all the questions you should ask yourself. When someone comes to me and they book an appointment, these are the things I will ask them to do. I will ask them for their sizes. Exactly. I will ask them for their waist measurement, their hip measurement. If they don't have the time or don't want to go down that road, I'd say the first 20 minutes we're going to do a sizing exercise. I'll get them into the denim that I know is kind of the fail safe, you know, next to a great lift and shape. I'll always kind of start there in the high street. I'll get a sense for what their true sizing actually is. Then I will ask them, where do you normally shop? So if Sheila Scheuger rings me up and she says, Fiona, I want you to come and book an appointment, I'd say, where do you shop now? And you might say, I shop in COS, right? So for anyone that's listening, COS is owned by H&M. It's inside in Brown Thomas. I sense a bit of an edge. I go, okay, so they like slightly edgier, oversized stuff. Then I have like a list of shops that I know that do something similar, but do something different. So I'll go, okay, now she shops there, I know where to take her. And if they say Dunn's, Marks and Spencer's, I know that it's everyday, kind of practical, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, dare I say the word boring, and we've all been there, right? The bits we go in for the leggings and whatever, I don't get an idea of their personality. So then it tells me that they're maybe stuck in a rut a little bit, because we all shop forever in those kind of places, but they're not a destination store that we go to. So that tells me you're not used to shopping maybe for different things. Whereas if someone says to me Maje or Louboutin, or
I think, okay, Loaded.
So I ask, where do you shop? I ask what your budget is and what you need to do for that budget. So if someone says to me, right, I have 600 quid, which is the average spend, by the way, most of my clients, I'd say, okay, 600. And watch, well, I need stuff for work and I need a couple of pieces for the weekend. So then anyway, I need to fit 10 or 12 pieces into that 600 euro window. So it tells me very quickly where I can shop, do you know? And then if someone, I've plenty of women who save up and they save their well over 1,000 euros and they get a lot for that. So it just depends what your lifestyle is should dictate. If you're working full time, invest in your work wardrobe. If you have a couple of events coming up, then buy the pieces that you can rewear, that you can upcycle, buy the colours that can be kind of reworn. What else do I ask?
And your personality, I would imagine, because you meet some people who...
I always have a conversation with them on the phone.
Yeah.
Even if I'm bringing, if they're on RTE and we're doing the transformation, I will always have to have a chat with them first.
Because for some people I meet, their personality is so reflected in what they wear.
Oh,
and
yeah,
before they'd even open their mouth, you'd know what they do for a living, say.
100%.
It's so obvious. But then with other people I meet...
You get nothing.
You get nothing from what they wear. I could sometimes fall into that because... You know, I feel like sometimes my clothes don't necessarily reflect who I am. And but also, I suppose we're not one person. I can be
exactly.
And I can wear the power suit and embody a certain energy doing certain things. But then in a lot of other parts of my life, I'm very earthy and very laid back. And
that's good. It's good. You don't have to fit into one personality block. I go from minimalist Scandi style to, you know, feathers and bows.
Yeah.
The thing for me is, and we haven't really touched on it, but like it is a form of communication what we're wearing. And if you're in an environment where you don't get a chance to chat to someone, you know, and you need to get, we do form these opinions really quickly. So I say, why do you give anyone that power? You know, get out ahead of it. And a lot of people talk about colour and what it can do for you as a person. But I also, if you were to reflect that, and you're that person in the room that's giving a talk, don't be the one that comes in, you know, dressed in red because you're going to kick someone's ass, which is how that colour is perceived, by the way. Interestingly enough, a lot of women don't like women in red, which I find fascinating, right?
Okay, because I love red.
But if you're coming in, okay, and you have to give, let's say, a serious presentation, you come in red, that can put a lot of people's backs up. Do it a different way. It's not about the colour that's empowering you. It's about how the colour you're wearing can empower others or alienate them.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it is. And I, you know, I've often...
I might need to retire my red suit.
I love red, by the way. I love it because it makes me feel good. But you have to get to a certain level of confidence and, you know, familiarity with yourself before you can, you know, I suppose, comfortably own the colours you're wearing. But what I find fascinating is how other people would perceive you in this colour.
Wow.
You know, and it's, if you talk about communication, you talk about different styles. Colour is communication style as well. You know, you think yellow, you think nice sunshine, you think, you know, blue, you know, strong, you kind of... calming. So many different layers to colour, yes, which I find fascinating.
So we need to get better at asking ourselves the questions, and that it's not just, clothes are not just there to get us from A to B.
No.
That they are an expression or an extension of who we are.
But why can't they be? I don't see it enough, and we do it in every other aspects of our life. So why can't our clothes reflect a little bit of who we are?
So those listening who, I would imagine there are people listening going, I need Fiona in my life. I want her to come to my house and do a wardrobe detox. That is a service you provide. You also do styling. Mm-hmm. But I think you've given listeners a lot of food for thought and an opportunity to check in with themselves and maybe just that scary moment when you properly look into the wardrobe, not just, because a lot of us just look and go, oh no, I couldn't be arsed.
And if you're lucky to have doors, you'll close the doors. And I don't have doors on mine, so it's a constant reminder. I have to keep mine ship shape. Yeah. I have a very small space. So just set aside 1 or 2 hours now in the next week or two and just make that start. Just pull out a few bits and bobs.
It is a bit of a, it can be a full day event though when you do tackle the wardrobe.
Could be 2 days.
Yeah.
Because so. Once you start weeding, like the honesty is, how many wardrobes are you in? Most people, and if you're tight in space, totally understand. But you know, if you're lucky enough to have your own home, the reality is you're in at least 2 wardrobes.
Yeah.
What's in them? Oh, I love that. And so start with one, you know, and just start pulling stuff out. It is, you need to set aside the time, and we don't do it. And the other, if I could say finally, because I know we're wrapping this up, but like the foundation piece, we could set aside the time for the work wardrobe or the occasions. When is the last time you said, I'm going to go into town now and I'm going to buy myself a bit of underwear, new bra, I'm going to get measured? And what I find really funny, women in the fitting room say to me, take no notice of the underwear now. And I'd say, you knew you were coming to me. Don't mind. But you think you're pulling the wool over my eyes. That's the best underwear you have. I've seen it now. We don't empty out the knicker drawer. We don't invest in ourselves in the time. Some people do, but in general, it's the last thing we think of when it's the first thing we put on.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and a good bra is so important.
Oh my God. And the reality is we fluctuate in bra size all the time. Mm. So we need the extra size up on the back and down the cup or vice versa. And it is not a one size fits all. You do need to get fitted, but wherever you get fitted, that's where you buy the bra. You're not going to be the same size bra in a different store.
Sure.
And you know, the
rule. Do you have any recommendations actually on the best places to go? Because I know a lot of places offers the service of
they
measurement.
Do. And to be honest with you, while I do measure women as part of kind of what I do, but in general, I would say go to the experts. You need to do your research online. There's a couple of new stores that have opened up. You know, the Arnott's and the Marks and Spencer's of this world are really good. But it comes down to the person you're actually getting fitted with.
Yeah.
Can you make a connection with that person? And the one thing I'd say to Irish women is you don't have to buy the bra. Because you'll go in and it's like getting the haircut. How's that? Lovely. And you go home, then you cry into the mirror for an hour.
Pull across the curtain.
Wash the hair again. And the curtain's like, what happened to you? I thought you got your hair done. Desperate haircut or desperate blow dry. Bras are the same. And because someone has helped us, we have this like, people pleasing. So the rule of thumb is, you know, if you're taking off the bra and you can fit your hand inside the back of it, it's not the right size bra. You know, there's different things like the width of the band that goes underneath your bust. A lot of women don't, you know, get the right thickness, and that can kind of give you a little bit of shape as well. So what I'd say is shop on a day where you're not massively hormonal or upset. And, you know, when you're feeling good about yourself early in the morning, book your appointment. There's loads. There's one in Dundrum, in Marks. There's one. You've caught me in the hop now. I can't remember half the names
of the ones. No, of course.
But what I'd say is these women are experts, but try and go to someone that you feel you can have a connection with. I always kind of stalk the lingerie departments and I have a look at see how people are interacting with other people. And if I like their vibe, they're the ones I'll go to. And if you're not happy, bring your t-shirt as well, I find, when you're trying on a bra. Bring a t-shirt in with you and put the bra on and see how it's sitting under your tops and stuff. A lot of women don't. They look at themselves in the bra in the mirror and they don't put anything on over to see how it sits or looks. So that's always a good test. You can see the gap in between the boobies and things like that. So bring your favourite top with you when you're going shopping. And the last thing I would say is just be kind and accept our bodies, the beautiful vessels we have, for what they are right now, and dress that. And go forth and enjoy.
That's such an important message to end on, because as you said, and you've been talking about the entire time of the chat, like accepting where we're at is really important, because we are often very hard on ourselves.
The negative talk.
We can often be negative about ourselves. Mm. And I think as you were talking about...
And comparison.
About,
we talk about it being the key. We compare ourselves to other people's bodies.
Yeah.
And often it could be our siblings or our parents or our friends. And we're like, oh, they always look great in this and the other. This is who you are. This is your body. This is now your lifestyle. This is what you're willing to spend. Now, how can I feel fabulous and try and just, you know, be kind.
It's great that the younger generation don't seem to have the same hang-ups. Isn't it great? There's a lot of unlearning happening.
There's a lot of unlearning. They have a lot of anxiety in other ways. But I would say that in terms of how they shop, there's a... give less of a shite about it, really,
yeah,
which
good,
is fantastic.
Which is very healthy, which is very healthy. And, you know, to be fair, like, would I like to be a smaller version than I am? I would, but...
Are we all? And that's the reality.
But I've also accepted that I am in my mid-40s.
We may as well feel good.
What's that?
We may as well feel good while we're in this
place. Well, exactly. I'm also in my mid-40s. I've had two kids, so I'm not going to look the way I looked in my 20s. So I have to be real also.
Exactly.
And
if you did, you wouldn't have your two Laurie's babies.
Well,
so,
exactly.
You know, it's taking that pause, you know, and you speak about it a lot. Just that pause. Where am I now? What size, actually? When is the last time I measured my waist? Why am I trying to fit into the 32 waist or the 38 or 26, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Measure your waist. Start there. And and I would say... I see a lot of interactions with moms and their daughters. I find it really funny, but, you know, go on your own and enlist someone if you feel like you can't trust the sister or the mom, because I do find we're very judgmental and what suits you doesn't necessarily suit your siblings or whatever. So don't be afraid to take that leap on your own. And there's plenty of services within department stores that are free as well. So take the leap.
If people want to get in touch with you?
I would say the best way, and I find actually I have too many ways, but the best way is on Instagram at FHStyle. Or they can pop me an email, Fiona at fhstyle.ie. That'd be great.
Thanks a million.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Feel free to reach out to Fiona if you're looking for some personal styling or a wardrobe detox. And check out the show notes as well, where she has added in lots of resources for us. Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Be Real.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.